This is Dakota Datebook for April 8th. Wildfires have historically played an important role in the ecology of the Great Plains. Fires on the plains help remove accumulated litter, stimulate native grass growth, and slow the spread of invasive plants. However, fires in North Dakota were not limited to the open prairie. Entire cities were destroyed. Early businesses and homes were built with wood, and even the sidewalks were wooden. In 1893, Fargo was devastated by a fire that destroyed 31 blocks of homes and businesses, leaving more than 160 acres in ashes. Bismarck also suffered a major fire in 1898, leaving much of the city in ruins, with most businesses burned to the ground. It was clear something had to be done. Many towns passed laws requiring new buildings to be constructed with brick rather than wood. Fire departments were established. Towns also began considering additional safety measures. On this date, in 1766, the first fire escape was patented. Instead of a ladder, it was a wicker basket on a chain. This initial design was followed by many others. One version was a bridge connecting the upper floors of apartment buildings so occupants could escape to a neighboring building. Another was a chute that allowed people to slide to safety. The fire escape has come a long way since then. The most practical design turned out to be the metal stairway, or ladder we are familiar with today. North Dakotans started considering this approach. In 1908, the Williston School Board decided it would be a good idea to install a fire escape so students on upper floors would not have to use interior stairways. They agreed to install a good steel fire escape. Fire safety has improved significantly over the years. Today, smoke alarms are considered the first line of defense in case of fire. They're required in public buildings and are common in homes. Fire prevention experts remind us to be aware of escape routes in unfamiliar buildings. While this is often an interior stairway, we can all be thankful that the exterior fire escape has come a long way since the original wicker basket. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.